Hello, everybody. This boo is about why I'm going to hospital and all the problems I've had in the last year. If you're not interested, just fast forward. It's not out of any desire to tell the world all my woes or anything like that, because, to be honest, it's not all that bad, really, compared to what a lot of people are going through. But I know a lot of people have been having problems that are quite similar. So I thought by sharing my experience of the last year, people may A, be able to tell me of similar experiences they've had and what was found, or B, work out what's going on with themselves a bit more. Basically, I had a really nasty virus last August. I had a really awful cold that had me in bed for days. It was probably a flu, actually, I can't remember though. And then for weeks afterwards, I kept having really severe headaches, and I had lots of aches with it. And I just could not get rid of them. I had a sore back, sore neck, sore shoulders, and I just could not get rid of them. Like I say, I tried exercising them and stretching them and whatnot, and ended up with really severe headaches. I mean, a couple of times I was supposed to be going out and had to cancel because I just had headaches that were so bad. Practically migraine type headaches, which is very unusual for me. I kind of thought I'd got over it after 3 or 4 weeks, although I was still coughing and still feeling very tired. I still had a lot of aches and pains, but I was feeling a bit better and started going out for a few drinks with friends, as you do, and things like that. But I was having the most appalling hangovers. Now, at some point during this, I got what I thought was an eye infection as well, which seems to have been in both eyes. And that was common to a lot of people had eye infections with viruses over the next few months. And some people had had it over the previous few months as well. So I'm not quite sure when the eye infection started, because my eyes had actually been quite irritable for quite a long time. And I started being told that my skin was looking really red. And I had all these headaches and I was still feeling really tired. But, I just thought, I'm just going through one of those phases. And then, after a night out, I got this really awful pain in my side and lost my voice. And it felt like I was starting with another cold. I found the really hot bath cured the pain in my side. And the virus never actually really came back. My voice came back again. And this happened 3 or 4 times. And I thought, this is what I've got to stop drinking. There must be something wrong. I went to the doctors about it all. And they sort of said, well, we don't know what could be causing the pains, and the virus will go away, so, we can't really do anything. By Christmas, I'd just started to get to feel better again, and I had a few drinks and I was okay. So in the new year I started going out and drinking a little bit more again, and then the sore throats didn't come back, but the pains in the side did. Anyway, they came back a few weeks later, when I hadn't been drinking, and I kind of worked out when they came back a couple of times that it was purely stress. Now, why stress would be associated with drink for me before that, I don't know. But something was going on, and I have no idea what. People were still saying my skin was looking really red, and I went to the doctors about, the aches and pains and my skin going red. And I mentioned, about the pains as well, which they still couldn't identify. But they said I had rosacea and gave me cream for rosacea. And they also gave me something separate for my eyes, thinking it was an eye infection.
The time is now 12 noon.
I then read on Google, let's just let this finish.
The room temperature is 19 degrees Celsius, and the outside temperature, 19 degrees.
Now my phone's not talking to me. Ah, right. We're back.